I was struck by what was said of Deborah. My thoughts went to, again, this idea that the proprium serves as means, and it's when it is made the end that there's, you know, that's what creates real issues. But when it's recognized as means, then it reframes it. And it also takes us out of the merit-guilt cycle aspect. So I think mediate goods are really whatever the Lord can use in order to move us forward. And that's, because in the Laban series, the statement that stands out for me from that series was, is that the Lord can use our falsities as truths so long as there's something of charity present. And that can be as, you know, that can be as little of that as is necessary, which is, you know, a very tiny amount. But the Lord can use that. And of course, you know, in the work of regeneration, while there is, of course, the influence of remains, which holds things in check, ultimately from a more external kind of perspective, all the Lord has to work with really is our attachment to the loves of self and love of the world. You know, like, so he needs to appeal in some way to that, and he does. So whether it's the pride of our own intelligence and the way we gather knowledges from the word or whatever it is, you know, that's serviceable and permissible because of the end that is that the Lord has in view, which of course is the salvation of the human race. So love always finds a way. I think that's what comes out through this. And you know, Deborah, I thought it was a lovely illustration that was given, you know, like the loss of innocence is coming to see what Deborah is. When we didn't see what she was, we're in a state of innocence and protected in that. But once she is seen for what she is, we can no longer roll with those affections in the same way that we once did. And the whole aspect of our life at that point is, you know, what our life is actually drawing from has shifted. And so, yeah, and we have the residue, the memories, the, you know, what nurtured at one phase of life and still have an attachment to that, yet also this knowing that, well, it only served for that time because, you know, it was needful. In the whole journeys, you know, the perspective that the Lord has is the whole journey, and we are only in snippets of it at any given time in terms of our perception of what's going on. And so whatever's in that sort of snippet of our life is everything, but from the Lord's perspective, it's just a step along the way. And it's when we come to, as truths are worked into the life, and so good can be more fully present, so our perception and perspective gets lifted and we begin to see things in a wider context. And every transition by, my sense of it is that every transition comes with a sense of loss. That's the nature of transition. Or if you want, you can't have a resurrection without a death. So those two things have to be held together in a way. And